IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
کشورهای اسلامی از تفرقه همشون ضرر میکنند و از اتحاد همشون سود میبرند.
All Islamic countries lose from discord and all of them profit from unity.
And I think this is an obligation, an obligatory duty for any Muslim to step forward for the sake of unity.
And we would have to look at leaders' advice.
Viewpoints.
According to the view of the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei.
From IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to the program Viewpoints brought to you from IRIB English Radio, the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm Fatima Shamili, the host of this program. We have two honorable guests with us in the studio today, Brother Ali Qanawati and Brother Sayyid Wahid Alawi. I would like to express my warm salams and regards to both of them and welcome them to the show.
Alaykum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you for your time and
Thank
for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
In the major and strategic statement on the occasion of the beginning of the fifth decade of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei thanked the Iranian nation for their magnificent presence in the countrywide demonstrations in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the revolution. In the statement, addressing the younger generation, the leader explicated the glorious achievements of the Islamic Republic over the past 40 years, highlighted the realistic hope for the future, and the role of the youth in making great strides towards the aspirations, and outlined the necessary elements for such a great move in 7 chapters. So we are going to talk about a very important statement that the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, made just a few days ago. And this statement is known as the second phase of the revolution. So for those of us who don't know what this is, can you please explain what it is?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Islamic Revolution is passing its 40th anniversary, and it is stepping in its 41st year of its whole existence, actually, in this part of world that is West Asia. And there were lots of challenges, lots of developments, improvements, problems, difficulties that this revolution actually passed, and now it is trying to open new horizons for itself. That's why the leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, started to write this statement to the people first, to the Islamic Ummah, to the Muslim Ummah, to specifically to the youth of Muslims, specifically those inside Iran, and warns them and asks them to make themselves ready for the new Islamic civilization that actually we are trying to
establish
and prepare ourselves for the universal revolution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So actually he tries to define the principles of the Islamic revolution and reminds us of what we were in and what we are now and what we have to be in future. Mm-hmm. So he specifically in some of these paragraphs tries to address the youth and ask them to do whatever is their duty for the time being. And he tells them that in order to create a new Islamic civilization, there are some commitments and obligations on us that we have to No, and we have to try our best to achieve these goals. And we have not to wait for the, let's say, in Islamic countries, for the leaders of the Islamic countries or those are in governments or administrations to do something. Some part of these activities should be done by themselves and by the youngsters themselves. And all these preparations and all these activities that are defined here are to prepare the world for the arrival of the last Savior.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what if we want to introduce this statement, I think this brief introduction would be enough.
Right, thank you. So in other words, we know that at the verge of the arrival of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, a lot of people predicted that the whole system is going to collapse, it's going to fall apart, it's no good. And they were actually waiting for this year. So that's why the media was saying here in Iran that it's very important to actually show up and to make an appearance to show your support for the Islamic Revolution. So, Brother Rahid, could you tell us a little bit about your view about the point that I just said, the fact that a lot of Western media and Western governments were actually waiting for the fall of the revolution?
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. I mean, many people have waited for a long time. Year after year, I mean, they thought that the revolution would die out exactly the first year of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the war, the 8-year war, not with the Iraqi people, but with the Ba'athi regime and their supporters, right? And it didn't happen. You have a Ba'athi regime who fights against the Iranians and fights against its own people. And that person, X, had the support of almost all Arab countries and almost all of the countries of the Western Hemisphere.
Superpowers, right.
All right. And it couldn't break the revolution. So the revolution was not defeated on the battlefield, but there is a big danger within the country. I mean, within the inner enemy. The revolution can only be broken, and the enemy has understood it with their mass media and the soft war that they have, that the revolution can be broken within. That means
from within, right?
From within. With that, I mean from the people, from the bureaucracy, from the economical situation that we have, not from any war or from any sanctions, but from these things that contribute to people being bothered, people being confused about the system and about the...
And distrusting the system.
Pardon?
Distrusting the system.
Distrusting the system. And you have, I don't know how many channels in the Persian language and how many radio stations in the Persian language and how many sites in the Persian language directing their force, their full powerful force against the Iranian nation and against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Why is it like that? You don't see that in Cuba. You don't see that in Venezuela. They have sites against themselves too, but it's not in the same proportion as Iran. Why is it like that? You can go and check it out and do your own research and see if there are so many sites against Venezuela or China or Russia as it is against Iran. So what is the reason for that? I will let the answer be for the audience. And another thing is that Brother Ali Qanawati mentioned, he said Western Asia, and he got it from the leader. He said, and he called the Middle East for Western Asia. Now we are looking.
So he substituted the term West
exactly,
Asia for
exactly,
Middle
East. And he looks, or we look at Middle East as Western Asia because we look from our perspective. We are living in Asia,
right.
And in the Asian continent, we are in the Western part of Asia. So it's not Middle East for us, but they still call it the Middle East from the European perspective all around the globe.
Right.
So you're living in Japan, you're living in Australia, you call Western Asia for Middle East. Why? It's not Middle East for them. It's not Middle East for South Africa. So he tries to change the term Western, from Middle East to Western Asia.
Right.
If there is anything Qanawati wants to contribute, but the enemy has not been able to break the Islamic Republic from the battlefields, but it tries to break it from within.
Thank you, Brother Sayyid Wahid. But there is one more point that I want to mention regarding your question. I think this famous and beautiful hadith from, if I'm not mistaken, Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala a'da'ana min al-humaqa. Thanks to God that He has put our enemies from among the stupid. Because, you know...
From whom was the hadith?
Imam Sadiq
Alayhi Salaam. Imam Sadiq Alayhi Salaam.
Yeah. I think when they have done their calculations on annihilation of the Islamic Republic, they were counting on the group of what we call them Mujahideen. And
M-E-K,
they have
Mujahideen
Khalq. M-E-K. Those who have no place inside Iran and Iranians, and actually they were supporting them, and they were wishing that they can do something for them, because they were, those so-called superpowers by themselves, they were not able to do anything. I don't mean that we have to put down the enemy. No, the enemy by itself is enemy, and we have to count on the enemy. But if they were able to do, at least they could do something. If, as Obama said once, if I was able to remove the nuclear science of Iran, I did. But we are not really able. This is what he confessed. And even previous presidents and the present president of United States, constantly they mentioned that they are not able to do anything. If they were able to, based on what they say, all the options are on the table, if they were able to do something, they did it before. But since now they went to think on some agents, some like MEK and those like and the like. But you see, they are trying to base their calculations on nothing. They are relying on wind. And as beautifully said Hassan Nasrallah defined it, this is like a spider house, and they are not able, inshallah, and they won't be able to cut the roots of this holy and sacred revolution.
Let me just ask
Can
a
I
question.
Add one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
About your question again. Mm. What I meant with within, it's from corrupted politicians. And we have environmental issues within the country.
Mm-hmm.
We have desertification in this country, which is actually, and I said it in previous programs, it's more dangerous than America and Israel against this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have a water crisis in this country. We need to fix those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And those issues are those things that are from within that can break the revolution and break the spirit of the people. You have families who live in a cocoon. They, when they enter their house, they're living in a Western atmosphere. They're living in a Western environment. Their TV or channels are everything from the West.
Western culture.
Western culture infiltrating the families in Iran. So they basically, their physical being is in Iran or in a certain city, but their mind, the control of the minds, that's a very important thing. Their mind is something somewhere else. They're basically Western, but living in their physical being in this country.
I'd like to continue this topic a little bit more. And inshallah, we will do that in the next program.
Inshallah.
Thank you both brothers for joining us today in the studio. Thank you, dear listeners, for following us in today's Viewpoints brought to you from IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.